Okay, so again, a really warm welcome to everybody. Yeah, it's nice to see you all. It's nice to be here. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, I really appreciate doing loving kindness for neutral people, people we don't know. And often, this is the most difficult in some ways because there isn't any like juice or, you know, some stickiness. If we don't know them, then we just often don't see them. So it's not, whereas with a lovable being, of course, you know, we have a type of relationship with them. And even with difficult people, they have a certain amount of stickiness where maybe it's difficult for do loving kindness for them. But it's not so difficult to stay in the practice, to know, to have that intention. I wish this relationship could shift and maybe some loving kindness will help. So there's some, a little bit more engagement maybe, or a willingness to kind of like work with it and stick with it. Whereas with neutral people, often the mind just kind of slides right off. I'm using this word sticky, that there isn't a stickiness. We don't really notice some of these people. And if we do, we often aren't sending them loving kindness. Instead, we might just be relying on stereotypes or assumptions or something like this with some individuals that we see and we don't know and we don't have a relationship with. But I believe that loving kindness, practicing, like intentionally practicing loving kindness for what sometimes we might say, the people that we don't see, quote unquote, so clearly every day, this can be life changing. It can be really powerful. And if we think about it, so much harm gets done when people don't see other people clearly, or are dismissive of them, or aren't extending some warm-heartedness to them because maybe they have a different ethnicity, maybe they have a different expression of gender or sexuality, or maybe they have a different ability, whatever it might be. Maybe the work that they do is something that we tend not to notice. I was thinking about this. There's at the grocery store where I go, there's often people that are in the produce section taking care of the produce. And I was thinking how sometimes, you know, I'm just working my way around them. If they're rearranging the apples, then I don't go to the apple section until they leave or something. But I could say hello, even though, you know, COVID with a mask on or something like this. We don't have to say hello and become best friends with every single person, but we can see them and acknowledge that just like us, they wish to be happy. Just like us, they have success and failures and pleasure and pain. So often when we talk about loving kindness, we talk about practicing for the benefit of all beings. Maybe not just loving kindness practice, but for all meditation or spiritual practices we might do. And so when we kind of highlight loving kindness for what we're calling like neutral people, people that we don't know and might not usually see, then for all beings, if we have this intention to support all beings, this is an invitation to just to reflect. Are there individuals that we don't really see or haven't been paying attention to or don't notice? Maybe it's somebody that's carrying a sign asking for help. Or maybe it's somebody that is driving a really expensive car and going really fast or something. Do we have just fallen into our stereotypes and assumptions about these individuals without actually seeing them? So today, I'd like us to practice with loving kindness for what we kind of say neutral people, but I'm not sure neutral is the best word. Maybe people we don't know, maybe people we don't notice, people that might be invisible to us. And just think how this world would be. Just imagine how our society, this world would be, if there were an acknowledgement of other people in our hearts, if not literally. Again, I'm not prescribing that we have to go out and become best friends with everybody, but to open our hearts to acknowledge everybody. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's begin our meditation. We'll start with some mindfulness. I'm just feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against the body. And feeling into this moment. Letting the experience of having a body at this moment come into the mind. And noticing how the body is at this moment. Letting the mind rest on the sensations of breathing. And just noticing that rhythm of breathing. Maybe noticing the soothing quality that the rhythm can have. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bringing to mind a lovable being, someone with whom you have an uncomplicated, warm-hearted relationship. Allow yourself to feel the connection with this lovable being, whether it's a kitten, puppy, baby, coach, mentor, teacher. Someone that you have a more intimate relationship with. Allow yourself to connect with a sense of warm-heartedness, appreciation, care, respect you have for this being. And it can be helpful to give the mind something to do as we cultivate, connect with loving kindness. So we can say the phrases. And of course, you're welcome to modify these phrases if these don't feel quite right for you. The point is to a certain resonance, feel like you're being supported in cultivating loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing ourselves to feel the softness and warmth, maybe openness, spaciousness that's associated with loving kindness, with goodwill, benevolence, love. Maybe feeling into the body, the bodily experience. Is there a sense of warmth or softness? And if so, we can allow it to get as big as it would like, without forcing it or manipulating it, but just allowing. And you can stay here in loving kindness for the lovable being if you'd like. Or you can expand to include yourself. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it be like to allow yourself to feel this loving kindness, to fill yourself up with loving kindness? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can we have some appreciation for ourselves? Doesn't mean we're perfect. And then to extend our loving kindness for a neutral person, somebody we don't know. And can you bring into the mind's eye a specific individual rather than just generic people you don't know? It might be somebody on this Zoom call. Maybe somebody you see regularly, but have never interacted with or don't know them. Bring in this person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It might require just a little bit more effort to stay connected to loving kindness for somebody we don't know. Might have to come back and begin again more often. That's okay. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Connecting with this neutral person and letting our hearts that have used the kindling of for a lovable being and for oneself, allow the embers of warmth to grow for a neutral person, somebody we don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. and you hang in there with the neutral person, wishing loving kindness for this person. May our practice of loving kindness meditation, may it be for the benefit of all beings without exception. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So loving kindness for neutral people, people we don't know. Maybe it's not the most, I want to say the word sexy or juicy, right? It's not the most, I don't know what the word is exactly, engaging, but it can be a really powerful practice. It can kind of show us also where there might be some areas in our life where we are seeing people and not quite seeing them, the janitor or maintenance person, or I don't know who it might be for each of you, but just an opportunity to reflect. Is there a way in which we can be extending warmth and kindness to everybody? And so it can be helpful to talk about some of these ideas with other people. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms and to talk about this idea of loving kindness for neutral persons. Either A, how that guided meditation was, or B, some of the ideas that you have about it, like yes, this is a good idea, and I think I'm going to make a point to do this in my daily life, to see people that I don't normally see, or perhaps I'm sometimes dismissive or something like that. So to share a little bit about this idea. So we can do it. There's no need to say everything you know on this topic. So you can do it and just say one point and then let and go to the next person. And then they say one point and then it goes to the next person. And we'll be three or four in a group. Then it might come back around to you. So you'll spend more time listening than talking. And and just an opportunity to connect about this idea of loving kindness for neutral people. And we'll meet for 13 minutes, or maybe we'll make it 14 minutes. So you have some time to really talk about this. And let's, just because sometimes it's easier to figure out who's going to go first, let's go in alphabetical order by the first character of your screen name. Okay, here we go.